Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you and your word. Amen. In September, as many of you know, I attended the Diocesan Clergy Conference in Cologne, which was held in a conference and retreat centre there. The chapel is dedicated to Edith Stein, a Carmelite nun who was canonised in 1998. Edith Stein was also an acclaimed academic and philosopher. She was of Jewish origin and became a Christian as a young woman. Nevertheless, when the Nazis came to power, neither her academic standing nor her nun's veil could save her. She was arrested and sent to Auschwitz, where she was murdered in 1942. The chapel is a modern, eight-sided building with a rather stark interior with grey concrete walls. When you look at the interior, you will see that red around the cross. Look also at the seating. Plain wooden benches in institutional grey. The backs are wire mesh, like a perimeter fence, perhaps. Yes, the chapel is deliberately designed to remind us of a concentration camp. And there are further disturbing features, like that use of red colour around the cross and also on the windows. There is something menacing about the corona of lights with industrial steel girders with holes in them. Reminders of terrible deeds and blood spilled, as our poppies do. Yes, this chapel deliberately echoes a very dark period of human history, of unspeakable evil and cruelty and death. And in the middle of all this, there is an altar. And here, as at any altar, the Eucharist is celebrated and Christ is present in bread and wine. All that the Eucharist means is expressed with even greater force in this setting. People ask, where was God in Auschwitz? This chapel gives the answer. In the most loathsome, evil place you could imagine, God is there, bearing the brunt of all that is happening, sharing in the pain and horror. I felt like the disciples at Emmaus as all that flooded into my mind. And the emotion of it left me hardly able to say the words, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Those words suddenly hit me somewhere in the pit of my stomach. Christ has died, yes. We were in a place of death. And he was there, as he was in the tomb at Gethsemane. In death, our death, the death of our loved ones, God is not absent. In these moments of despair, doubt, pain, when he seems far away and we cannot find him, he is there all the same. Christ is risen, yes. To receive the life-giving food of the Eucharist in that place of death is to throw a challenge to the forces of destruction and evil in our world, to show that we will not let them have the last word, as at Easter, God showed that he too does not let death have the last word. A scrap of paper found in a concentration camp had these words written on it: "I believe in the sun, even when it is not shining. I believe in love, even when I don't feel it. I believe in God, even when he is silent." Christ will come again, yes, because he has conquered death in all its forms, he will come again to restore, to right wrongs, to, as it says in the book of Revelation, wipe away all tears from our eyes. Julian of Norwich, a 14th century mystic, wrote, "All shall be well. All manner of things shall be well." And this is not a whistling in the dark, pie in the sky when we die sort of belief, but a firm faith that God will, in his own way, and in the fullness of time, accomplish his purposes. And then we will see things differently. What will survive is not the evil that we do to each other, not the pain that we feel when we lose our loved ones, but the courage, the spiritual strength of the prisoners in the camps, their humility, their lofty dignity, their constant striving and invincible hope, the smile that staunched their tears, their love, their broken hearts that remained steadfast and confident in the face of death. Yes, even at moments of the utmost weakness. Those two are words written by a Jewish prisoner in a concentration camp. These are the things that will stand out when Christ comes again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Yes, we dare say these things in the face of death, and it shall have no dominion. Thanks be to God.